Hey, Tuesday, March 26th. This is Will running through the morning brief for today. A look at performance from major areas yesterday here in the custom column. Not a ton of headline performance to speak of. Gold up about 80 basis points. Russell 2000 also eked out a 10 basis point gain. On the downside, we saw the S&P 500 lose about 30 basis points. TLT shed about 50 basis points. So overall, again, pretty quiet day from a headline perspective. No material changes to any of the charts there. I did see a couple of interesting things come through on a chart blast this morning and on Twitter yesterday. This chart right here is from Jason. He says that the S&P 500 has not pulled back 2% on a closing basis since the October 27th low. This has been the longest streak without a 2% decline in over 5 years, and Friday marking the 100th trading day. While this has only happened 7 other times since 1950, Jason points out that the index has never been lower 6 months later, with a median gain of 6.8%. So the takeaway he's saying is that the S&P 500 rarely goes 100 trading days without a 2% decline, which is the case that we're in right now. He said this is a symptom of a strong underlying trend rather than a calm before the storm. And history shows that the strength has often persisted even after the streak ends. So this is, of course, anecdotal, kind of taking off, cherry picking a few examples. But overall, we typically sit 10-10, tend to see markets keep going. Something different that I want to bring up is a Were You Aware from yesterday. We talked about energy, XLE in particular, fighting with multi-year resistance. It's been here 4 other times. So here in particular, that $93 to $94 range, XLE has been here 4 other times in the past couple of years, has been unable to break through. We think we could get some follow through here, especially as we enter April. April has historically been a really strong month for energy. We have the trend of crude oil moving in its favor. April's averaged a gain of over 4% for over the past 20 years. 2020, of course, was a huge outlier. It was up 30, but even if you take out 2020, April is still the best month for energy equities by far, and not just on an absolute basis. If you look at a relative basis, XLE has tended to outperform the S&P 500 in the month of April as well. Energy is not at all-time highs like many of the other sectors, so maybe there is some catch-up trade to be done there. But don't forget that energy is currently the second best performing sector on the year, so there is some building momentum for the sector. I think that's something to keep in mind, and also just to keep in your back pocket about the whole kind of inflation, if that stays higher for longer type of rhetoric, because I think that is potential risk for the market. Speaking about seasonality, figured I'd mention Ryan Dietrich here. He also put out a tweet yesterday talking about the seasonality or strong performance from the past 5 months. Does that have anything to say about going forward? So to be more specific, he says November, December, January, February, and March were all positive. March looks like it will be positive. He says, incredibly, the rest of the year, so the final 9 months, have never been lower either. Higher 11 of 11 with an average return of 12%. So here's the month of April. This is after we've had 5 consecutive months of gains, which is what it looks like we're going to be going into the month of April with. Mostly positive, 82% of the time historically. Here's second quarter returns and then final 9 months of the year. So I think it's just different ways of looking at kind of momentum begetting more momentum. We've commented on that as well recently. I mentioned some outsized risks of inflation staying higher for longer, market kicking the can on rate cuts, or not getting them when the market would want to get the rate cuts. Many things to say there, but I think keep in mind TNX, this seems to be in a bit of an uptrend here. I think the higher this gets, the bigger the opportunity cost of owning equities becomes, especially for those like dividend paying equities, income oriented equities. Because what I mean is the higher this becomes much more attractive and maybe pulls capital from the equity markets. So again, keep this in mind. I'm not trying to be smart or cute about it here. The overall market trend is certainly to the upside, and equities are scoring favorably technically right now. But I think understanding the other side of the trade and understanding what could change the market's mind is always useful. Parting shot today is actually on our models page. So under models and products, you go straight to models. These are a bunch of strategies that we've come up with. Sector rotation, stock rotation, major market fund rotation, whatever it may be, tactical. End of month, especially end of March, I think end of first quarters, and noteworthy time to come check these out. So I would come in here over the past few days, go check out a model. NDX models cruising this year is up 23%. If you go in here, see what the current holdings are, and then, or you could also go to the details and check out the matrix to see what may be moving in or what may be moving out. That's all I had for updates this morning. Thanks for the time. I'll be in again tomorrow.